This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump has boarded Air Force One to head to the Middle East.
This is a very special event. They had 500,000 people yesterday and today in Israel, and also the Muslim and Arab countries are all cheering. Everybody's cheering at one time. That's never happened before.
He's set to arrive in Tel Aviv early Monday, expected to meet with families of Israeli hostages before delivering a speech to Israel's parliament, and will then travel to Egypt. Moshe Lavi is a relative of Israeli hostage Omri Miran, who could be released soon.
We rushed back here to prepare logistically, from preparing a bag to Omri, coordinating with the family. What are we going to do? Where are we going to meet? What are we going to say once it happens?
Roads washed out, states of emergencies issued. A nor'easter has been hitting much of the Jersey Shore. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're going to have heavy rain, 40 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts in these areas along the coastline, with beach erosion a very likely possibility.
Another storm has struck farther south, with heavy rain and flooding through the Carolinas. In Tennessee.
I'll be there for them if it's just listening to them or just holding their hand. That's all I can do.
Residents are coming together to mourn the loss of 16 people after they were killed in an explosion at a plant Friday. Governor Bill Lee met with the victims' families.
It's an active situation, obviously very new. There's a lot of questions that have been yet unanswered, but the folks are here that can do that work.
Four people killed and about two dozen others injured in a shooting at a bar just north of Hilton Head, South Carolina.
The shooting occurred in the early hours of this morning at a crowded bar on the island of St. Helena. Victims and witnesses ran, panicked, to nearby homes and businesses trying to escape the shooter. Police say four of the injured are in critical condition at area hospitals. No word yet on the suspect or a possible motive. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Vice President Vance on Face the Nation accused Democrats of hostage-taking with their posture in the government shutdown, as Democratic leaders in Congress have pushed for serious negotiations with Republican leaders and the White House to end the stalemate.
All that Donald Trump is now saying to Chuck Schumer and the far-left Democrats, we are not going to negotiate over opening the government. We'll negotiate on health care policy, but only once you do your job and open up the people's government.
In New York City, Italian-Americans holding a wreath-laying ceremony at the statue of Christopher Columbus in honor of the immigrants who came to America. The Columbus Day Parade tomorrow in New York kicks off around noon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon, with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny, with highs near 60.
Right now, it's 62.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created ThisIsPretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit ThisIsPretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Do you hear me talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean under the open sky? Oh my baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. Ooh. They don't know how long it takes. Waiting for a love like this. I wish we had one more kiss. I'll wait for you, I promise you I will. I'm lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. Lucky we're in love in every way. Lucky to have stayed where we have stayed. Lucky to be coming home someday. And so I'm sailing through the sea to an island where we'll meet. You'll hear the music, feel the air. I'll put a flower in your hair.
Though the breezes through the trees are more so pretty, you're all I see. As the world keeps spinning round, you hold me right here, right now.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have.
Than I am with my mouth. I work the fairgrounds in the summer, or go pick fruit down south. And when I feel them chilly winds, where the weather goes, I'll follow. Pack up my traveling things, go with the swallows, and I might get lucky now and then. You win some, I might get lucky now and then. You win some. Gotta think about eating, gotta think about paying the rent. I always think it's funny, gets me every time. I wonder about the happiness and money, tell it to the breadline. But you might get lucky now and then. You win some, you might get lucky now and then. Yeah, you win some.
Frontman of Dire Straits, that's Mark Knopfler with Get Lucky. And before that, we opened up the show today with Lucky by Jason Mraz, featuring Kobe Calais from his album We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. Hello and welcome, everyone. It is time once again for Seth Faces the Music, the show that's, well, pretty lucky just to be on the air. We're talking about good fortune today, everyone. Now, a lot of these acts that we're going to be playing today, they could probably say they had some pretty good luck getting as far as they did. So let's celebrate that today by playing songs about being lucky. So join me, won't you, as we faced the music together. Here's a man that, well, it turned out to be not so lucky in the end, but he had a great career while he was still around. Here's another classic by Sam Cooke. I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
As I walk down the street, everyone that I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky soul. And so the birds in every tree, they are so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky soul. And so oh, but if you ask the amount in my bank account, I'll have to admit I'm kinda slipping. Oh, but that don't bother me, 'cause confidentially I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to home where my love awaits, I know. I guess I got to be a lucky soul. And so if you ask the amount in my bank account, I'll have to admit, oh, that I'm slipping. But I know that don't bother me, 'cause confidentially I've got a dream that's pipping. And oh, and when the day is through, each night I hurry to home while my love awaits, I know. I got to be a lucky soul. And so,
we're up all night to get some. to get lucky. We're up all night 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 to get lucky.
We're up all night again. 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 We're up all night again.
One of the great electronic dance bands of all time, Daft Punk, featuring Pharrell Williams and the great Nile Rodgers with Get Lucky. We're going to stay lucky, so are you, if you stick around and listen to the music. When we come back, we have one of the most successful single artists of all time. She's released dozens of albums. She's had many, 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 many hits. She's touring again right now, I believe. And we are going to play her very first single when we come back on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
then you said you had to part. Something hit me all at once. Love walked right in and caught me by surprise. 'Cause you threw a lucky punch. Little girl, you threw a lucky punch. That's right, you threw a lucky punch. Baby, when I saw you, something hit me all at once. Girl, I never thought you would open my nose, but you threw a lucky punch.
Gene Chandler, you threw a lucky punch. Of course, he's probably best known for his big hit, The Duke of Earl. And before that, we opened up this set with the Material Girl, Madonna, and her first single, Lucky Star. There have been a lot of groups out there, ladies and gentlemen, that have had a lot of influence on other bands, but that has not been reflected in their own record sales. I can think of a couple right off the top of my head. The Velvet Underground, Big Star. Well, here's another one. This team of brothers, Ron and Russell Male, have been doing this since the 1970s. And I kid you not, they just released an album as of this recording 2 days ago. And what can I say? They've had influence on countless bands, and here's an example of some of their witty and fun songwriting. Here's Sparks with Lucky Me, Lucky You. What a voice. Alison Krauss with The Lucky One from the album New Favorite. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we have, a late lamented singer, songwriter, band leader, great guitarist as well. He had some great songs throughout the years, was friends with just about everyone. We'll be hearing from him when we come back on WFHR.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
It's 60 at our studios.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
up in the morning, out on the job. And I work like the devil for my pay. I know that a lucky old son has nothing to do with rule around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, and I toil with my kids. I sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. I know that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Dear Lord above, don't you see I'm pining? I got tears all in my eyes. Why don't you send down that cloud with the silver lining? Lift me up to paradise. Show me that river. Why don't you take me across and wash all my troubles away? He's got nothing to do but just roll around heaven all day. Nothing but roll around heaven all day. I say he just a roll around heaven all day. Now you say it.
Ray Charles, the genius, with The Lucky Old Son. And before that, we heard from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their album Long After Dark. That was You Got Lucky. Speaking of geniuses, this next group I have has been called geniuses by many, many people. I don't know if I would go that far personally, but they have built quite a body of work. And they do, at least they are willing to experiment. I will give them a lot of credit for not just taking the path well trod. Here's Radiohead from their album OK Computer. Here's Lucky.
I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. This time.
lucky lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair of lips that will be true. I don't need a four-leaf clover, rabbit's foot, or good luck charm. With lucky lips, I'll always have a fella in my arm.
With lucky lips, I'll always have a fella in my arm.
I never get heartbroken, no, I'll never get the blues.
She was one of the stable of early Atlantic Records. That was Ruth Brown with Lucky Lips. That's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music this week, everyone. But, of course, you're not going to want to go anywhere. You might get lucky and listen to a whole nother hour of Seth Faces the Music. Yes, you will, indeed. In fact, luck has nothing to do with it. We'll see you right after these messages.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that.
I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A new path for peace as Israel prepares for the return of the last hostages in Gaza. There are believed to be 20 who are alive, and Israel is set to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange. The deal was brokered by President Trump. Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
President Trump will be received by masses of Israelis, by the nation of Israel, in gratitude.
CBS's Turian Small.
President Trump will address the Israeli parliament on Monday before traveling on to Egypt, where he's expected to meet with Egypt's president and leaders from more than 20 countries to discuss peace in Gaza and the Middle East.
This is a very special event. They had 500,000 people yesterday and today in Israel, and also the Muslim and Arab countries are all cheering. Everybody's cheering at one time. That's never happened before.
Eight trucks deployed.